USA Radio News.
As the partial government shutdown continues in day six, President Trump holding firm on his demands.
So folks are saying, can we have some drones? Can we have technology? Technology is bells and whistles. You have to have a wall. You have to have protection. But when you say, how long is it going to take? When are they going to say that we need border security?
Republicans on the Hill are saying not to expect a vote before Monday. Crews in New York City are getting ready for the celebration on New Year's Eve. Now, along with a lot of that planning, we're also starting to see an increased police presence in New York City. NYPD Police Commissioner James O'Neill tells Fox News you always need to be alert.
Pay attention to what's going on around you. You know, not just on New Year's Eve, but each and every day. Maybe take off your headphones. Stop talking into your phone. Look around you, and if you see something out there that doesn't look right, dial 911, flag down a cop, because everybody's got a responsibility here.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, folks. It's a holiday season with hope in the air. Things to look forward to and no time for despair. Health can be a challenge, and so can the mail. So Get the Tea wants to help you by giving you a sale. Buy 2 months of Super Tea and get 1 month for free. No limit. That's buy 2 months of Super Tea and get 1 month free. That's a savings of $35. Where? GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Scroll down on the front page and find the Buy Two, Get One Free ad. Click it and save. Orders over $100 get free shipping. Send the gift of life. Change tea at GetTheTea.com. We have many, many non-GMO organic supplements just waiting for you. This holiday season, enjoy health and Thanksgiving with GetTheTea.com. Want to call us? 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. GetTheTea.com is a proud sponsor of Doing What's Right. That's GetTheTea.com.
Parts of the Midwest are getting pounded with snow and blizzard-like conditions. More from USA Radio Network's Rick Vincent in Omaha, Nebraska.
Here in the Omaha Metro, we're being spared, but just a bit further west, I-80 is closed from Grand Island to North Platte westbound and from North Platte to Lexington eastbound due to whiteouts and crashes. Heavy snow and blizzard-like conditions are reported as the powerful winter storms move through the middle of Nebraska. A number of blizzard or winter storm warnings are in effect throughout the night. At least 6 inches of snow has fallen in Cozad and Elwood. The heaviest snow expected to fall in a swath from northwest Kansas up through central Nebraska into eastern South Dakota and central Minnesota. There's nearly 10 inches of snow in parts of Minnesota and the Dakotas.
Former New York City Mayor Mike Bloomberg has said he would spend whatever is needed if he decides to run for the White House in 2020. Your final numbers on Wall Street, the Dow was up 260 points to close at 23,139. The S&P and NASDAQ were also up. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Many folks are reflecting on their 2018 year, their successes, and things they maybe need to improve on. Well, I had a chance to sit down and chat with motivational speaker and best-selling author John Gordon. He's author of a book titled The Power of a Positive Team, and I asked him what is the biggest thing folks can take away from their previous year.
Yeah, this is not Pollyanna positive. You want to learn from the past. So what did we not do right? What went wrong? How could we have been better? And then you want to then look forward. You don't want to look to the past too much, though. You don't want to be stuck in the past. You don't want to live in the past. You want to look and live forward and say, okay, how can I create this year to be my best year yet? So positive leaders and positive teams are always looking forward to creating a new vision, something new, something positive. So learn from the past, but now look forward and create the new.
Gordon also shares why serving is key when it comes to being a great leader.
Yes, I asked a coach, a principal, and a business leader. I said, when did you become a great team? They all said, when we served each other instead of ourselves. And so being a great leader, being a great team, really is about serving others. When you serve others, when you help others improve, what I have found is that you improve. When you help others get better, you get better. And I had to learn this at home as a parent. I was not always serving.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.